These close, intimate moments with patients were the best part of my work week. But the surgeon pulled me aside one day and said, "You're taking too much time on patient education." He wanted me to streamline the process by only giving each person a top-level view of what to expect. In other words, don't demonstrate drain care. Just tell them they're going to wake up with a drain. Don't talk pain management. Just assure them the discomfort will be minimal. Really? I went home that day feeling very demoralized, and I said to my husband, Lee, "My favorite part of the job is teaching patients, and now the surgeon is pressuring me to gloss over important things like what to expect after breast cancer reconstruction. These patients are anxious. They rely on me. They have tons of questions, and I'm told to just basically brush them off. And I don't think I can do this job anymore. I'm not sure I can be a nurse anymore." Lee, God bless him, had always been supportive of me and my writing career. He listened to my tale of woe and then said, "Honey, now you really need to think about going full-time freelance. Because with a single article on a site like WebMD, you could help a million patients all at once instead of helping only five or six a day." The light bulb went off. I had pursued freelance writing on the side for years, since the mid-90s, when I'd held a job as a public relations coordinator for a small nonprofit organization. In that job, I wrote hundreds of press releases and engaged in a lot of media relations activities. While shooting the breeze with local reporters and news anchors at a press conference one day, I discovered that many of them supplemented their income by selling articles to magazines on the side. I had no idea this was a thing, and I found it incredibly intriguing. I discovered that anyone could write for magazines like Family Circle and Better Homes and Gardens and make money at it. I had always believed that those magazines employed staff writers to write their articles, but my reporter friends clued me into the reality of how the magazine industry worked. The vast majority of articles in those magazines were written by freelance writers like my reporter friends. These freelance writers sent article ideas to the magazine's editors and subsequently received an assignment to write the article from the comfort of their own homes, hundreds or even thousands of miles away from the magazine's corporate offices. After learning about the possibility of becoming a freelance writer, I spent time educating myself about it. I read books on how to write query letters and sought out professional writer groups. For years, I went through periods where I would try freelancing for a while, sell a few articles, and then give up in frustration, returning to full-time employment. Time would pass, and then the drive to make this writing thing work would return, and I would try freelancing again and give up again. The morning in 2010, when I told Lee I couldn't do nursing anymore, and he told me to go back to freelance writing, I thought, damn it, I know writing is my destiny. This time, I'm going to make a success of it come hell or high water. And oh, did I.